Well, Striketober is spilling into Strikevember, if you want to call it that, and we're seeing more strikes, including one that's dragging on longer than a lot of people may have expected at Deere, as the worker strike there at John Deere now in day 20. Workers still remain on strike after the union there rejected the latest offer coming from the company that included a 10% pay raise. Join us now for more on where those talks stand. Yahoo Finance's Danny Romero joins us. And Danny, I mean, it sounds like some people might be happy with it, but clearly, I guess the union not so pleased.
Yeah, Zach, it was a really tight vote. 45% were in favor of this contract, as opposed to 55% that were against it. Now, the union says that they are trying to figure out the next steps. But again, it's still unclear what those next steps will be for the union. I did reach out to the union and they, again, did not clarify what that was. They said that they are working with their bargaining team, as well as they are still going to be on those picket lines. Now, again, this is the third week that more than 10,000 workers are on strike. So let's talk about this contract, right? It said that they were going to do an immediate 10% pay raise, as well as 8,500 ratification bonus and the removal of retirement tiers. But again, back to that vote, it seems that these workers are not in favor of that, but the company executives have said that this is their best and final offer. Now, here's a statement from the company that says this investment was the right one for Deere, our employees, and everyone we serve together, even though it would have created greater competitive challenges within our industries. We had faith in our employees' ability to sharpen our competitive edge. With the rejection of the agreement covering our Midwest facilities, we will execute the next phase of our customer service continuation plan. It's still unclear what that continuation plan will look like. I reached out to the company. They have not gotten back to me on what that will look like, and also how quickly John Deere will also be going back to the negotiating table. You know, that's also still really unclear. So I did reach out to a labor expert, Todd Vaught Shaw, and he says that rejecting the second contract really does signal a lot of pressure between the employee and the employer. Take a listen.
One piece of it signals that the workers feel that they still have more leverage to get more out of the company in negotiations. But I think it also signals that perhaps what the company came back with in the second round still didn't really match what their priorities were. And what we've been hearing a bit of is that it's not just wages. There are some issues around working conditions and work rules, which I think were not addressed adequately in this round of negotiations.
I did reach out to their union to ask about what their specific reasoning is to reject the contract. Again, they did not clarify. Jared, Zach?